Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
I have with me Max Kame and B Ward. Max, you are the founder of Velvet the Label, or yep. And B, you're the chairperson of the Dunedin Youth Orchestra.
That's right.
They're here to talk to me about "Beautiful Is the Listening Ear," which is an upcoming showcase show.
It's so much more.
Yeah, it's an experience.
Yes,
it's an experience, which is the Dunedin Youth Orchestra rearranging Ivy's music?
Yeah, we've had two really exceptional composers we happen to have here in Dunedin at the University of Lecturers, Maddie Parkins Craig and Anthony Ritchie. And they are, they've orchestrated Ivy's music. So, but it's not just orchestrated music, that we're playing an epic show with the band and the orchestra together. And it's going to be
very cool. So the band is there. Well,
yeah, okay. The band is playing with a whole orchestra behind them.
Okay, so they've been, who took the lead on the arranging? Has like it been a super collaborative process?
It's been actually separate. So we were just trying to figure out who would do it, like whether students do it or like outsource it to somewhere else. But we really wanted to keep it local. We wanted to keep it in Dunedin. And so we talked to Anthony about it, and he was like, hey, you should ask Maddie. And he goes, but I want to do at least one.
Yeah.
And Maddie heard about it, and she was like, I will do anything. I want to do this project. So it's very cool how keen everyone has been about it.
And how did they pick Ivy?
That was me, actually. I dropped something off, actually, to Max one time, and I thought, man, it would be cool to have the orchestra collaborate with a rock band. And then I started thinking about, my daughter was in a rock band here, Fool of Stars. Mm-hmm. They were on the Countdown last year.
But
and then I started thinking about the local bands, and I thought, you know who would be great, actually, is Ivy's music. It would lend itself really well to orchestration. It has this very big, like, prog rocky sound.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
And then that started happening, and then it was very funny because Max happened to be managing them, which I didn't know when this idea sprouted, but yeah, so he popped on then.
Yeah, and I guess Ivy's music, it's already got that violin element from Louis.
Mm-hmm.
The songs are so huge. There's so many crazy build-ups and crazy time signature moments, and it's, you know, their music's just really built for orchestration.
It's epic. Like, it is epic music.
Yeah, so they also had quite a hand in, I guess, not doing the orchestration, but they were the ones picking what songs would work best. They really, because they are the ones who created them. They have the feel for what would work best, I guess.
Did they have, like, was there almost like a longing for them when they were writing the songs to have even more instrumentation in them in the first place?
I've got to think so.
I'd say deep down, they are a very committed bunch of people to music and their individual crafts as well. I think that right from the get-go when they started music, they knew that it was always going to be bigger than local band. You know, they're writing for themselves, but they know what they're writing, and it's really special. It's really cool music.
So when is this happening?
The 28th of March. It's at Eric's. Doors open at 7 p.m., and we're going to have some really awesome opening acts. TBD.
Yeah.
They're going to be good.
But they're going to be good. We know they're going to be good.
Yeah, for sure.
Awesome. Is there anything like what instruments are in the orchestra? Do we have a full orchestra?
We do, actually. Mostly. We have at least two of almost every instrument. Like, there's not a harp and there's not a saxophone, like the kind of less traditional ones. But we do have violins, violas, bass. No, excuse me, not double bass, but we do have trumpets and trombones and a percussionist. So, yeah.
Fantastic.
Viola. Don't forget viola. Everyone always forgets viola. Yeah.
It's in the middle. You know, it can be easy to lose.
Yeah, yeah.
They get a lot of crap from other people, I think. Yeah. Poor violists.
And, I guess the show in general, it's being held at Eric's as part of the Dunedin Arts Festival.
Mm-hmm.
One of many events being held throughout the month of March and April, is that correct?
26th of March to the 6th of April.
There we go. Shaping up to be a crazy festival, and they have supported us so much in putting this together.
Yeah, we originally were going to do it as like a outdoor thing. But once we heard about the arts festival, we just realized this was actually definitely where we wanted to be, and the way that they've supported us.
Yeah, it's crazy. And, you know, the Arts Festival crowd is such a committed crowd as well.
Yeah.
So really, really looking forward to bringing the show to them. We've had Kirsten
McCauley.
Kirsten McCauley working
a force.
On the show kind of helped, you know, leading the charge. It's been awesome.
You need someone Napoleon
she's
figure.
Incredible,
as you put it the other day, reining us in.
Has there been like a desire to go, you know, super, super out there with every aspect of it because it is this big orchestral?
Yes. Actually, yesterday I was talking to someone because I'm an aerialist, and I was talking to one of the people at the school, and she was like, you guys, you're at Eric's, you should throw some aerialists up too. So I'm probably proposing that at the next meeting.
Can we get acrobats? Can
for sure.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Next level, always.
Go big or go home.
Yeah.
Where are the orchestra members? Yeah. Where are they from?
They're mostly Otipoti based. Mm-hmm. There are some students who come down, but they would all be like mostly from here.
Yeah, and they're all
or studying
of
here.
That age.
Yeah,
that,
a lot of them are studying at uni. Mm-hmm. The Dunedin Youth Orchestra is actually the university's orchestra. So there's students who are studying music generally are in the orchestra.
Nice.
So yeah, we love the uni.
And the uni loves music, hopefully.
Yeah.
I mean,
surely.
At Radio 1, we have to believe that the uni loves music.
No, the uni supports us. They actually let us hold our concerts at Castle a lot. Because one of our big priorities are the students. We really want to give them an opportunity to play and see live orchestral music.
And those
music.
Experiences of feeling,
Yeah, and actually, with this specific concert, we have priced it so the students, it's really, really affordable for students. Like, that was a big priority for us. We're the adults, sorry, adults, you're going to have to pay quite a bit more.
If you're waged, come on, you know.
Yeah, but the students are, the first round of tickets is $10. So it's going to sell out. Get your tickets soon. Yeah.
Where can people get tickets?
DunedinArtsFestival.co.nz. Yep, there's a Moshtix link. You can find it on your phone, on your website, on your computer.
Sure if you Google, if you're a simple man like me and you just want to Google it, Dunedin Arts Festival will get
exactly,
you there, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Probably a shout out to everyone who has helped fund or sponsor the event. There's been, it's expensive event to put on, so we've had to reach out and we've had a lot of help. Big Steam Investments, Stevenson Brown Limited, Darkest Dunedin.
Hi, Laleen. Gregor.
Dunedin Charitable Communities Grant.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of DCC funding.
The Aratoi, they've been amazing.
Funding from the Dunedin Casino, which has been awesome.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's got to go back somewhere good.
Yeah, exactly.
So, it's been incredible to see the support we've had.
That's a long list. That's a nice long list. That's always
But we are looking for more funding. It is like he's saying, it's a very expensive show to put on. You have to mic all of the instruments because you're miking the band, and so if you have a few violins, you're not going to hear anything. It's a very big production, and then getting a stage big enough to support all of these players is not easy and not cheap. So if anyone listening wants to support it, get in touch.
Yeah, has a massive arena. Like a Forsyth Barn.
Oh, my gosh.
How many people total are on stage?
About 30.
Yeah, 30 to 32, I'd say, probably.
So like half the members of Rush, maybe?
Yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah, and then you add the support bands. We're getting up to 45, mate.
No.
Yeah. Big up.
Do they bring their own instruments? Is it all
Generally they do. The percussionists, I generally get to lug those giant instruments around. We're not going to bring timpani, so we don't have to bring the huge drums, thank goodness. Shout out to Maddie Parkins Craig for not orchestrating those into it, because I would have died.
The gong.
So there may be a gong.
Nice.
Yeah.
I love a gong.
Yeah, I know. It really adds to that.
It's always a moment.
Actually, I bet a gong will probably happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's not too big. Yeah. So, and usually the double bassists will get hauled as well, but we don't have any double bassists in this.
I was going to say, double bass is a particular favorite of mine, so when you said there was, I was a little bit like,
I know, I know, that's actually my son. He's 8, and he plays the double bass. We have a little one.
Is it bigger than him?
It's bigger than me. Like, it's an 8 size, but it's still very large.
And it's got such a nice sound.
It really does. Well. You feel it when you play it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's great.
Yeah. In your bones.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, sweet. Yeah,
Everyone should come.
Absolutely, get along.
It's called Beautiful is the Listening Ear,
Ear.
It's one of the Ivy songs. It's an unreleased, isn't it? And so there's a few unreleased tracks
that
we'll
be playing.
Which is very cool.
So if you're an Ivy fan.
Classic Ivy bangers and some brand new tracks you've never heard before.
Yeah.
And those are going to be album
Can't tell you.
It's a surprise.
But yes.
But the 28th of March.
But I mean, we have a label for a reason, and we will be releasing music.
Yeah, the 28th of March, you can get tickets through the Arts Festival, or you can just Google website. Ivy Dunedin Youth Orchestra. Like, we all have things that are pointing you where to buy tickets to this very exciting show.
Yeah. Cool. Well, thank you for coming to talk to us. We're going to play some Ivy now, Real Love, which they will be playing on the night.
That's definitely
and it will sound bigger.
Even bigger, because this song is big.
Yeah, they like big. I mean, Jesse, I know Jesse likes some proggy, some out there stuff.
His drum stuff is great.
Yeah, so fantastic. Cool. Thank you, team.
Thank you for having us.
No worries. Later. Catch you later.
Something I hate when I listen to...
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.